Rich Egger, and this is Emphasis. For this week's program, we take a look at what's coming up at three of the art centers in Western Illinois. Up first is the Galesburg Civic Arts Center. Director Heather Norman says the art center has two galleries now, and both will display new exhibits starting February 3rd.
The main exhibit is a photography by a local photographer named Rich Ankeny, and he calls it Rich Ankeny's Car Show, and it's photographs that he has taken around Illinois, Iowa, and Wisconsin, and he has photoshopped them to kind of look nostalgic or to evoke certain memories. So that is in the main gallery, along with paintings by an artist named Marianne Vick, who is from the Chicago area, who does naturalistic paintings and does a lot of birds and tries to paint birds in reference to humans and situations they face, but they're strictly nature paintings.
And coming up February 3rd, you will be starting an exhibit in your new Blick Gallery. Can you explain what will be on display?
A local artist named Jared Lacey will have his work on display, and he does mixed media collages, and they're quite different. It's a little bit different than what people are used to seeing in this area. He has taught in the Galesburg School District for over 38 years and is recently retired.
The Blick Gallery, we've talked about this before. This is a brand new, smaller gallery now that you've expanded. You're using the full site there on Main Street, and I imagine the Blick Gallery will allow you to do a lot of different things.
The Blick Gallery is designed so that it's not so scheduled. Our main gallery is often scheduled as much as 2 years in advance, depending on the time of year artist supply. So we wanted to have a more flexible space that will allow artists to show their recent work if they just created a body of work and are trying to get it out and would like to put it together to show that it would be available. So it is a far more flexible space. Our goal is to keep it somewhat unscheduled. We also have a permanent collection we can put up when we don't have a show scheduled in that space. The idea being that we give local artists a place to showcase their work that isn't so formally based.
You also showcase the work of artists from across the country with your national juried exhibition. When is that coming up?
That's Galex. So it is be our 46th year for Galex, and that will open March 10th.
So I imagine you're already looking at work or have already looked at work for that exhibit?
The deadline for entry was the 20th, and we will have everything selected by the first part of February. So our juror will have everything selected by the first part of February. We don't actually select.
And are you once again receiving submissions from across the country?
Yes, we are. Every year we receive entries from a wide variety of places. Some people who have had connections to the area and moved away. Some who we advertise in major art publications, and so they run across it there. So all over the United States.
And as you said, this is the 46th year of this?
It is the 46th Galex, yes.
So I imagine this has developed a reputation over the years, too.
Yes. So it's one of the oldest ongoing national juried exhibitions.
What else do you have coming up during the first part of the year? Anything in particular you would like to highlight?
We are also going to be doing Great Bowls of Soup again, which was a fundraiser we had done for a couple years and took a break last year, where you get a bowl and some soup. And we'll be doing that on February 16th.
Those are bowls made by local artists?
Yes, they're ceramic bowls made by local artists. So the tickets are limited to the number of bowls that we get donated, and that's just going to be shaping up here to be a great event. And, of course, wonderful tasty soup from local restaurants.
Heather Norman is director of the Galesburg Civic Arts Center. Next, we'll hear from Sean Genovese. He's board president for the West Central Illinois Arts Center in Macomb. It should be noted I also serve on that board. The Arts Center was closed during January, but Genovese says activities are about to start up again.
The Young Artist Series is early February to mid-March. The first 2 weeks are high school students, and the second 2 weeks are middle school students, and the last 2 weeks from March 2nd through 10th are grade school students from area schools, Macomb and surrounding towns.
And we're talking about illustrations, paintings, sculptures, all types of art for this exhibit?
There have been ceramics in the past and a lot of paintings and drawings. It's a very prolific show. There's floor-to-ceiling art for most of these shows. It's a great time.
Coming up after that, the Recycled Art Show, is that what it is next?
The Recycled Art Show is something we've done for the past couple of years in conjunction with the Environmental Summit that's held at WIU, and actually they do their reception for the Environmental Summit at the Art Center. And yeah, from March 16th through April 2nd is artwork made from recycled and reused materials. It's a really popular show. I hope to see it go on a lot in the future.
What other sort of projects do you have going with the Art Center?
It comes up every year. We have performances from students and faculty at Western. We have performances from musicians and actors that come in from outside that use our space to show what they have. Our gallery is converted for a few hours, several times a month, into performance space. And if you visit our website or get on our friends mailing list, you can find out about those things. What would be even better is if people become members of the Art Center and then get membership benefits like invitations to private events and at higher membership levels, free rental of the gallery space, which is becoming more and more popular for receptions and parties and things like that. The space is used a lot, and we just like to get a lot more people involved with those kinds of things. I recommend checking out our website, which we'll be revamping here pretty soon, and getting on a mailing list. We don't send things out too often. You won't get spam from us, and we won't sell your information to anybody else. But there are so many good things that go on here that people really need to know about.
Speaking of revamping and renovating, can you talk a little bit about the plans for the building's facade?
The building's facade is going to be power washed and sealed, leaving the Wine Dry Goods Building ghost sign. If you've been on the square and seen it, that is called a ghost sign by historical building people. And having one that's complete, that has the whole sign there, is rare. Having one that's on the front of a building is almost unheard of, and the combination is very, very rare indeed. In addition to that, the upcoming permutation of the signage right at the bottom of the wall above the windows is going to have lettering and style that mimics the ghost sign, and also have an antique wash on it, which will blend better into the historic downtown district than the slightly radical signs that we've done in the past. Also, the windows will be uncovered and fixed, and eventually an awning. And soon after that, we hope to have a replacement cornice work put up at the top of the building that will also blend in with the historic nature of the square.
Sean Genovese is board president for the West Central Illinois Art Center in Macomb. Our final guest today is Susan Toomey. She's executive director of the Buchanan Center for the Arts in Monmouth. Toomey says the Eric Orne exhibit, "The Itch Becomes a Wound and I Get More Lost in My Room," has been held over until February 10th. The Buchanan will then quickly put up a new exhibit.
February 17th, we'll be opening a show with Rob Reed from Galesburg. He's a sculptor. And Joshua Bindwald from the Bloomington area. And he's a printmaker. And they should complement one another quite well.
Okay, and Bloomington, that's Central Illinois, but it's a little bit out of the immediate Monmouth area.
It is. It's a little bit out of the area. Actually, sent in some entries for our National Juried Exhibition, and his work caught my eye, so I contacted him and asked him if he'd ever be willing to have a show here. And it was funny because about the same time that I was contacting him, he was contacting me to see about having a show here, so it worked out beautifully.
And that's the same thing that happened with Eric's exhibit, which mm-hmm. is on display right now, mm-hmm. is he had submitted for 64 Arts.
Exactly. He was in our first 64 Arts, as was the young woman we had previous to this exhibition in our first National Juried Show, and I was taken by his work, and he came to the opening, and I asked him if he'd ever be willing to have a show. So sometimes it takes a couple of years to get it organized, you know, because you have we book things out quite a bit in advance, and so it takes a little while sometimes for it to come to fruition.
Is that helping you, having this annual juried art exhibit, 64 Arts, where you're receiving entries, artwork from all over the place, to help you with regular exhibits?
Absolutely. It's been really wonderful to find the artists that are regionally located, within our vicinity, because we are a nonprofit art gallery. You know, we have to make do with what we can do, and so we can't rent shows or those kinds of things. So we have to make it feasible for the artist, because it's very expensive to ship artworks. So I've been able to find quite a few artists through this process who are wonderful artists and very gifted, and they're always happy to have a place to exhibit their work, and we're happy to help them out.
And you have a good amount of wall space as well as floor space for paintings, for sculptures, whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm. The gallery is 2,400 square feet. And I'm working on, my dream is to open up our second story, which is, I don't even know how many square feet, probably 6,000. And so we're working actively to make our county seat kind of the cultural cornerstone for our community. And we're working hard to that end.
What are you hoping to do with the second floor?
Well, I'd like to be able to have some of our children's theater work done up there, some of our painting classes. It'd be very nice to be able to expand our classroom space, because right now we're in it's actually a fairly large space, but we share it with weavers. We have a weaving guild that comes here, so the looms take up quite a bit of room. And so we'd really love to be able to expand into that space and eventually be able to use it for all sorts of things, yoga classes or poetry slams or, whatever is up on the calendar that we think would be, would resonate with the community. So,
is that something you think can happen sooner rather than later?
I think so. I think we're in a really pretty good position to start actively working towards that goal. We received a grant recently from the Illinois Arts Council to work with ArtSpace, which is a nonprofit development corporation, and they came down here, and we've identified a building downtown to put in another art facility. And so we're kind of using the arts as our centerpiece for our renewal of our downtown.
We mentioned 64 Arts a couple times earlier in the conversation. When will that take place in 2012?
That'll be in late August of 2012. I don't have the exact date because we have to work with the juror and figure out exactly. But it'll be towards probably the last week of August will be the opening.
You have a juror chosen?
No. We don't. We have a couple of jurors that are being vetted, but we don't have anyone who's committed yet.
Susan Toomey is executive director of the Buchanan Center for the Arts in Monmouth. We also heard during the program from Heather Norman of the Galesburg Civic Arts Center and Sean Genovese of the West Central Illinois Arts Center in Macomb. For Tri-State's Public Radio News, I'm Rich Egger.